Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
We're a three-man band!
Like it's 2010 all over again. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, things are shaping up nicely, aren't they?
Yes, they are. As always, this show is brought to you by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211. Lindsay, just say what you just saw that's coming to that channel soon.
There's a Wyatt poster. There's a Bray doing a crab walk. I'm so proud.
So, yeah, go check it out. It's eventually coming. youtube.com/MBG1211. Matt Goldberg and his stop motion animation. Where shall we begin tonight on Raw? Because this was a show that made you remember things.
Well, I say we start from the beginning. That seems like the best place.
Yeah, it would be the perfect place to begin, and that's where Monday Night Raw began, with the Authority. Yes, the Authority. Triple H, Stephanie, Kane, Rollins, and Orton, the entire faction, all came down to the ring. And did you know we are 2 weeks away from SummerSlam?
We are?
We are. Actually, we're less than 2 weeks away from SummerSlam. And it's available on the WWE Network for $9.99.
Are you sure? Wait, are you sure that's the price of the network or the price JBL was trying to sell Cole for?
No, it's the price of the network. Triple H said it's $9.99. SummerSlam, less than 2 weeks. He said he's not the guy who likes to pat himself on the back, and this is where Steph pats him. But he's going to do that because this could just be the biggest SummerSlam in history. And, well, you can get it for $9.99 on the WWE Network.
They're pushing it a little hard, can you tell?
Just a little bit. He talked about the matches we get to see. Bray Wyatt versus Chris Jericho.
Ooh. No, wait, you missed it. The sadistic Bray Wyatt.
We get to see, now official, Seth Rollins takes on Dean Ambrose, and you can see that on the WWE Network for
$9.99.
And then he said, well, Rollins gave him an idea to do a beat the clock challenge tonight. And in this beat the clock challenge, Well, the winner of the Meet the Clock Challenge gets to set up the stipulation for SummerSlam. So it will be in Beat the Clock, Alberto Del Rio versus Dean Ambrose, and Seth Rollins takes on Rob Van Dam. Good matches. Okay. They should be good. Then Stephanie took the microphone. She noticed she's wearing cowboy boots because they're in Texas. You'd be excited, but they booed her. And then she talked about the contract signing later tonight against for her match against Brie Bella, which Hunter mentioned you can get on the WWE Network for just $9.99. And Steph said if Brie gets out of line, she will slap Brie so hard that she winds up in the hospital bed next to Daniel Bryan. And then Hunter hyped the showdown, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena at SummerSlam for $9.99. And then he handed it off to Randy Orton. Talked about he has a guarantee to the audience the decimation of Roman Reigns. Orton said Reigns took something very dear to him, his WWE title shot. And then, well, out came Roman Reigns. So, Roman Reigns is in the crowd. He stops in the crowd and said he took everything Orton had last week, but he's still standing right here. Reigns vowed to come down and kick Randy Orton's ass tonight for free. So, he was ready to go, but Hunter calmed Orton down and said, well, Roman Reigns, you get Kane tonight. And what he expects? He expects to see the demon Kane tonight. In a last man standing match. Right here, right now.
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. What do you think of the start of the show?
I think the network's available for $9.99. Sorry, this was just one ginormous shill for SummerSlam and the network, and that's fine. I get it because of something like, because the network is going international next week, and it's going live over the coming weeks for 170 countries. So you know what? You have to push the network. You have to get people to buy it. That's the whole point. Otherwise, they don't make money. And if WWE doesn't make money, well, then we're potentially left with TNA. Given the state of TNA, we might just be left with ROH. So.
And the best part about this entire thing, the crowd started going along with it. And when he did $9.99, the crowd would start saying $9.99.
This was a great crowd. They played her along so well.
Oh, that was some good stuff. Good start. You set up SummerSlam, and that's what you need to do. It's a hard sell to SummerSlam because it is the biggest show of the summer.
It is, and it's something of it's got a stat card. They're trying to sell this show hard, especially since the last pay-per-view really didn't deliver. They have to sell SummerSlam hard, so more power to them.
Especially with the renewals coming up in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So they gotta make their money. So we have Roman Reigns and the Demon, Kane, in a last man standing match. Solid match between the two. They were physical with one another.
They did, yeah. Roman got cut open.
Got six staples in the head.
Ow.
Yeah. Oh, we had Singapore Canes. We had steel steps. We had chairs. You name it, we had it. Kane even blocked the Superman punch and ended up driving Roman through a table with a chokeslam. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
But a spear did Kane in for a 10 count. Roman Reigns, last man standing. What was weird is the referee wasn't counting Kane down at one point.
No, he wasn't. Because, but then again, it was stacked against him, so, you know.
Yeah. So, it was a good match. Good kickoff. Solid stuff. But something's wrong with Kane, I think.
I think the demon didn't quite come out.
No, I don't think so.
I think a certain other monster, someone named Goodnight, might be coming out, though.
Oh no, watch out for your eyeballs. We then have a pretty good video package for hyping Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. He had interviews with both Lesnar and Cena throughout this video package, which was nicely done.
It was really nicely done. I liked the candid interview.
It really sells it, especially for Brock.
Oh yeah, for Brock, where he's just dropping, you know, like, curse words left, right, and center. It's like, yeah, this is completely candid. And the only thing that was irritating, and I know it was meant to be irritating, was Brock Lesnar just doesn't give a fuck. And that's the whole point, is Brock Lesnar doesn't care. He doesn't care that he broke the Undertaker streak. It doesn't matter to him.
Right.
Which is incredibly irritating to me. But that's a whole other rant, and that's the point, is it's meant to be irritating. It's meant to irritate the fans. So, job well done to Brock Lesnar.
Paul Heyman mentioned earlier today that the promo tonight was unscripted.
And you can tell. And, you know, when you let Lesnar off the chain like this, and you just let him say what he wants to say, he's fine. When he's just being himself, because clearly he was being himself to a degree, he's fine. You know, this is how you need to let Brock Lesnar cut a promo. Obviously, you can't let him do this on live television. Because, you know, well, the whole F-bomb thing. But if you pre-record it and you're allowed to edit it and put the bleeps in, you're fine. And this sold it.
Who is Brock Lesnar? I'm an ass-kicking son of a bitch. I came back to your company because I want to be WWE champion. I don't give a beep who's in my way. Cena was good as well in this. Cena said he wants to be the one who beats the one.
The thing is with Cena is it's the same song and dance we've heard before. It's the same song and dance we've heard with Bray Wyatt. It's the same song and dance we heard with Randy Orton, with Triple H, with Daniel Bryan, with everybody. It's the same promo over and over and over and over again. That's what he does. That's who his character is. There's no change. There's no evolution. John Cena will continue going on ticking. And he thinks he's got this because he's faced Brock Lesnar before and he beat him.
Right.
Here's the thing, dude. Brock Lesnar was probably screwing around then. Brock Lesnar probably didn't care. And you have the one thing Brock Lesnar wants.
And when Brock Lesnar wants to conquer something,
he kills it. Literally, kills it. Like, he killed The Undertaker. He's not coming back, y'all.
Well, we'll talk about that Thursday. We may see the dead man again. We'll talk about that Thursday.
That doesn't count.
We'll talk about that Thursday.
But yeah, it's something of, it was a really nice video, it was a nice build to the match, that's really all you need for this match. You maybe have a stare down between Cena and Brock, but that's really all you need for it at this point.
Right.
It's set and ready to go. It's something of, and I think everybody's expecting for Brock Lesnar to walk into SummerSlam and just absolutely murder John Cena.
Please do. Please, Brock, do it. And the video ended with Brock saying, I'm going to leave him in a pile of blood, urine, and vomit.
Yeah, that was the only thing I could have done without.
So up next, we are going to see, well, a big return to WWE. Boomer Sooner, that's right, the Boomer Sooner himself, Damian Sandow. Oh, Damian, he took some shots at the University of Texas and the Red River Rivalry, and then making his big long way to return, Mark Henry. And well, Damian entered the Hall of Pain. And yes, we can see what you're typing, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Is that what you needed to understand? We can read and see you. Well, can't see you, but we can see what you're typing. There you go. See? I'll do a wave to the screen that no one can see. Hello. How are you? Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Mark Henry Squash Sandow.
Poor Damien Sandow. Who the hell did he piss off? I know I ask this every week, but, like, seriously. Poor Damien Sandow. I mean, good God.
Yeah.
Just good God almighty, dude.
No, if you're going to say that, it's good God almighty, he broke him in half.
He's not broken in half yet. It's just good God almighty. I mean, who did he... was he the one that fell asleep? I don't know. I mean, jeez.
So, Mark Henry's back. He had a big t-shirt on.
I will say this. Mark Henry's entrance is just not nearly as impressive as when he's wearing just a Texas shirt.
Yeah.
Because you walk out and you expect him to be wearing that shirt where he's like, looks like a, you know, he's screaming on the back of it or whatever. And then he walks out and he's in just this orange shirt and you're like, oh. Okay.
We then had a plug for the new movie, whatever it was called, with the Rosebuds looking into Adam Rose looking into a mirror and he saw
Oculus
and thank you. And he saw himself as a lemon wearing a suit.
Poor Adam Rose.
Next week on Monday Night Raw, it's the Hulk Hogan birthday celebration.
Which means somebody's getting messed up.
Featuring some surprise guests. Wonder who. We'll see. Next Monday. Tune in. We'll talk about it. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Alberto Del Rio in the Beat the Clock Challenge.
This is a really good match.
This was a pretty good showdown between the two. And surprisingly, it went 15 minutes and 42 seconds.
Hey.
They got really physical with one another. Alberto Del Rio worked over Ambrose's shoulder a lot throughout this match. But in the end, Ambrose hit Dirty Deeds and picked the win again, 15-42. We even had a commercial in this, so I was like, could it actually finish on the WWE app? I kind of thought that for a second they were going to do that. I was like, please don't do that.
Dude, this was really nice, the fact that you had a Beat the Clock challenge and it wasn't a squash match.
I know.
They actually got to have a competitive match. And they looked really good doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I was totally okay with this.
Yes, Ambrose wins, and he was very pissed at himself that it took him 15 minutes.
Dean, honey, don't worry about it.
Well, there's always a plan B. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, Triple H isn't the only one that can come up with a plan B.
Yeah. So, apparently, if you weren't watching the WWE app... Sin Cara lost to Rusev. Happened on the app.
Okay, then.
So, in the ring, we have Lana. And she was talking about how someone tweeted a photo about President Obama's dog and Vladimir Putin's. And, well, since today is the president's birthday, she will sing him happy birthday. And she did so in Russian. So she did that, out came the real American, Jack Swagger, and Zeb Coulter. Coulter said he was sick and tired of hearing about Putin and Mother Russia and Rusev Crush because they have no idea what's going to happen. SummerSlam when Swagger defends the U.S. flag and represents every real American in the world. Coulter said he would like to introduce his own visual aids, hardworking people. Some guy named Nick supporting his wife and two kids, Megan, who works 60 hours a week as a nurse, and American soldiers as the crowd cheer. Coulter told Natasha and the Dancing Bear that he has a little prediction for SummerSlam. Old Glory waving in the breeze, and the only thing that will get crushed is Lana's ego. We the people.
Lana was not happy.
So we had a stare off between Rusev and Swagger. Rusev then, well, crushed Swagger with the Russian flag, beat him over with it a multiple times, sending him out of the ring, which left Zeb Coulter alone in the ring. And, well, Rusev was about to crush, but Lana backed him off, gave Zeb the stare, and then mocked We the People.
Lana, don't mess with Uncle Zeb.
I thought Lana was going to crush Zeb for a minute.
Yeah, I thought she was going to kill him. Like, seriously, she had that look. It's like, oh my God, somebody hold her back. She's going to kill an old man. Just, you know, hold her back.
Mm-hmm.
I really love the chemistry between Lana and Zeb.
Yeah.
Rusev and Jack, not so much, but Lana and Zeb are amazing together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have some great chemistry. Once this is over, Zeb needs to find another person so we can continue Zeb and Lana. Up next, Cesaro took on Ziggler.
With Miz on commentary.
Dolph Ziggler beats Cesaro in 2 minutes.
Antonio, what did you do?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you what he did.
This is the guy that won the... I mean, no offense to Ziggler, but... This is the guy that won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, right?
Yeah.
And now he's jobbing.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do, dude? Like, I keep telling you. For everybody except Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman, the god that he is the kiss of death for anybody else.
Pretty much. But everyone, go out and get the new DVD. Ladies and gentlemen, My Name is Paul Heyman. Available tomorrow on your local stores.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be awesome. So, Ziggler win. We almost had a conversation between Miz and Ziggler, but Miz bailed away.
Smart move, Miz. Smart move.
We have Tom Phillips talking to Paige, and Paige said she wished a speedy recovery to her friend, her idol, AJ, and, well, knows she'll be back very soon, and is very excited about facing her idol, AJ, at SummerSlam. And she misses her so, so much.
The condescending bitch tone was just amazing in this.
Paige was good in this. She is finding her role as a heel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's finding it.
Mm-hmm. So the last time we saw Goldust and Stardust in the ring, they beat Ryback. Tonight on Raw, they beat Ryback.
Very quickly.
Very quickly, indeed. Not much really to say. It's Cody did some weird walk across the top rope. It's kind of creepy. Just pointing that one out.
The whole thing is creepy.
It really sort of is. back in the authority's office, Stephanie and Triple H were going over the paperwork for the contract, and then Kane walked in. And, well, he looked at Stephanie and Hunter, pulled off his mask, and walked away. The demon is dead.
He's going corporate! He's going back to the suits!
The suits and the slacks.
Unless he's going to help somebody else, which I very much doubt.
I doubt that, too.
But it's the one-year anniversary of their meeting. It could totally happen. Right?
It could. I'll give you the slim hope of it could.
Yay, slim hope!
Speaking of... Up next... Chris Jericho takes on Luke Harper. If Luke Harper loses, well, he can't be in the corner of Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam. These two had a physical match.
These two mix really well together. I mean, really supremely well. I would love to see more matches between Harper and Jericho.
As would I. This was not long enough.
No, it really wasn't.
So, we have... Luke Harper in the Walls of Jericho.
With me sitting here going, oh my god, don't tap, Bray's gonna make you sleep on the porch.
We then hear the cut screen and lights go out. Bray Wyatt's now at ringside, distracting Mr. Jericho. But Jericho turns around and gives Eric Rowan a code breaker. Luke Harper gets a code breaker. Code breakers for all except for Bray Wyatt, who attacks Chris Jericho by nailing him in the throat with his thumb.
Ow.
That got gonna kill the voice box, Mr. Fozzie. And then lays him out with Sister Abigail so you can all follow the buzzards.
Bray, Bray.
Hate you so much. So much. Thoughts, reaction?
This was a really good match between Jericho and Luke. Again, I was a little pissed off that it's like, so wait, Bray comes out for Eric, but he doesn't come out for Luke. What the hell? Then I realized, it's like, oh crap, Bray's up to no good, something's about to happen, and sure enough, he shows up, he thumbs Jericho in the throat, Sister Abigail's him, and then is like, follow the buzzard. So it's like, yeah, Bray's up to no good, Bray's clearly trying to get the early advantage, and well, as I said at the top of the show, or before the show started, I forget when I said it, Bray Wyatt actually cost himself having Luke Harper at ringside. Which is an interesting strategy.
Yeah, it is.
He sacrificed having Luke at his side to get at Jericho.
Yes, yes, he did.
Which, if he, you know, if you wanted to be smart about it, you hit Luke. Which gives Jericho the loss. Which I think then Luke would be allowed to ringside. But anyway. So, Bray Wyatt's clearly playing mind games with Jericho. He's having fun playing mind games, and I think they're actually setting Bray up to win big on his own without Eric and Luke. Because Lord knows, Eric cannot be by himself without adult supervision. I'm just not entirely sure if Luke counts.
Right.
Still working on that. I know Eric does not like to be left alone with Bray, so...
No, he doesn't.
Gets a little scared when that happens. Just watch SmackDown and watch his reaction when Luke gets thrown out. Eric was not happy.
And that's why Luke always stands. Eric stands by Luke all the time.
He's kind of a little afraid of Bray. Just a little bit.
Wouldn't you be?
No.
You lie.
I'd hug him.
As we've seen, he's a hugger.
He is a hugger. Friendliest cult leader on Earth.
Fandango took on the
Don't stop believing.
Hey, you. She's doing this on purpose, everybody. Just point this out. She's torturing me at the moment.
And it's so much fun.
Diego with El Torito Layla and Summer 8 took on Fandango, who had a new dance partner. Hornswoggle.
Oh my god, no. 1,000 times no. Just no. No, no. No.
No?
I can't unsee this.
Oh. Yeah. Hornswoggle did a little dance. Looked like he wanted to make a little off and get down tonight.
God, the show's PG, otherwise it probably would have happened.
Did you see how he was getting all up and personal with Summer Rae?
Did you see how all up and personal Torito was getting with Layla?
This is very, very true.
They were like one step away from making a porn.
Yes, yes, they were. Diego beat Fandango, and then they beat up Fandango some more after the match. And then the good guys and Hornswoggle all left together. Renee Young interviewed Randy Orton, Renee wouldn't have show footage, but Orton showed footage of him beating up on Reigns last week. Orton said he proved that he could strike at any time and anywhere, so Reigns better keep his head on a swivel at SummerSlam. And, well, we may get a punt very, very soon.
Eh.
It's time to bow leave. Bo Dallas, R-Truth. Bo Dallas wins in the rematch of the century. He gets his win back as he finally beats R-Truth in the middle of the ring with a roll-up and held the tights. After the match, R-Truth wasn't happy, attacked Bo Dallas, but in the end ate a running Bo-Dog from the steps by Bo Dallas, and the cheesy one himself grinned from ear to ear with his Bo-Leavers.
But R-Truth was not happy.
No, he was not. We then have more and more plugs for the WWE Network available for $9.99. This is where I think they put the sign over Cole's face that said $9.99. They were pushing it hard, and as they should.
Shill it, baby, shill it.
Then we have Bray Wyatt appear on the screen. He wondered aloud why people don't run away from the wolf. Bray asked Jericho who he is. He said, he's Bray Wyatt, the nightmare at the end of Chris Jericho's dreams. Behind time I stand, he said before, once again singing, he has the whole world in his hands. There's one other quote that I'm going to find really quickly because I wrote that one down. By the way, you can tweet along with us at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, just like Joe did. Yep, Bray has to win clean. Only reason they're doing this, and then again at Night of Champions. I agree with that. He does have to win clean.
Yeah, he needs to win clean at least at SummerSlam. Very least at SummerSlam. Otherwise, if he loses to Jericho again, like he did at Battleground, he's going to drop significantly because he's been talking a lot of smack lately and doing a lot of, basically, he's going to look like he's full of hot air and nobody's going to take him serious.
Right. And the quote was, how can you save what's already dead? How can you save what's already burned? Bray was good.
Bray was really good. It was a nice promo. He's talking in riddles again.
Yes, he was.
And he sang.
Yes. Bray Wyatt, once again, did a little singing.
He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole wide world in his hand.
So there you go. It's time for the main event match of the evening. Beat the Clock Challenge. One-on-one, the whole damn show. Rob Van Dam takes on Mr. Money in the Bank, Seth Rollins. But wait. This just in. The Authority has changed their mind. It will not be Rob Van Dam versus Seth Rollins. Oh, no. As we started off the top of the show, his opponent.
We're a three-man band!
None other than Heath Slater. Seth Rollins told Heath just to go. At 15:42, just go, get counted out, be easy on yourself. Slater wanted none of that, and he started to attack Seth Rollins. They had a fight for a little bit. Rollins finally took control over Heath Slater, and this is where Dean Ambrose showed up and had some fun. He started distracting Seth Rollins a little bit. Then he saw the briefcase. He took the briefcase. Our Twitter's at Wild Talk Radio. Because I was asking Jerem. So he got the briefcase, opened up the briefcase, ripped up the contract. How dare he rip up the contract, Lindsay?
He's playing games.
But he was not done there. He then took a soda from the crowd and dumped the soda in the briefcase. Stole man's soda! It's a crime! JBL was screaming. Then he took some popcorn and dumped that in the briefcase. He ate some too. And then, he took the hat.
You don't Take JBL's hat, Dean. That's just rude.
So he put the hat in the soda and the popcorn, shut it, shook it all around, did the hokey pokey, and that's what it was all about. No. So all this distraction allowed Heath Slater to roll up Seth Rollins for the 1, 2, 3.
Which, well, Seth was not happy about it.
No, no he wasn't. So, Dean Ambrose now gets to name the step, and he will do so on Friday.
It's going to be violent, y'all. I can just tell you that right now. But well, yeah, the, Dean was absolutely great in this segment.
Oh, he was, without question. He really, really was. You got to see the lunatic be crazy. That's always fun.
You got to see the lunatic play mind games, which is pretty cool.
That is very, very true. So now, once again, Hulk Hogan has a birthday celebration next week with special guests. People think the NWO. You never... You know, before we get to the main event segment, part of me thinks, I'm going to throw it out there, it's a man called Sting.
He could. He very well could show up.
You heard it here first. Just point that one out if that happens. So main event time to hype the big match at SummerSlam, which you can get on the WWE Network for $9.99.
They say about power, power corrupts.
I love power.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 weeks' time, at the SummerSlam pay-per-view, which, by the way, you can see live on the WWE Network for just $9.99.
See?
I heard that somewhere.
There will be a historic match between Brie Bella and Stephanie McMahon. Now, normally when an icon steps out of retirement to compete and there's a contract signing, it is my job as a COO to oversee such a thing, but when the icon happens to be my wife and the mother of my children, it creates a personal conflict for me, so I must recuse myself from this proceeding. That is why I asked Michael Cole to step in here to officiate tonight. I stand here tonight before you not as the COO, not as the authority, not as the game, but quite simply as a loving, proud, and devoted husband.
What a great moment.
Oh my gosh, come on, can we get to this already before we all start throwing up? If anyone should understand about supportive spouses, it's you. I mean, after all, where is your puny little hippy-dippy husband anyway? Is he recovering still?
Yes, Daniel is still recovering. But the question is, have you still recovered from this? Steph, when I made you a jailbird, was it easier for you to trade in your power suit for your orange jumpsuit? Or was it easier for you to trade in Triple H for your cellmate, Big Beulah? Here's how it's going to go down.
Enlighten me, Bruce.
Not only am I going to beat you, but I'm going to embarrass you. And it won't be just in front of 20,000 people, but in front of the entire universe. And I am going to send a message to the whole world that the great, powerful Stephanie McMahon is nothing more than a fraud, a failure, an embarrassment to the McMahon family. And this is not just for me, or for my sister Nikki, or for my husband Daniel. This is for Vicky Guerrero. For the Big Show. For the Rhodes family. And for every other person in our roster that you tortured week after week for your own amusement. Now, he might not help, but I'll tell you something. I'll tell you, Stephanie, one thing about karma is that it always comes around. And yours is about to come crashing down on you in ways you can't even imagine. So here, you petty, stuck up, conniving piece of trash.
Oh, Bree, all the things you said, they've got me so rattled. I don't know what to do. And, you know, I'm sure that all of the great family wrestling names that you mentioned, those rich legacies, I'm sure that they would appreciate being represented by the likes of you. Bree, I am a fourth generation McMahon. I don't even think you understand what that means. I mean, and what are you? Who are you, Bree? You're nothing. You are nothing more than a wannabe reality star who abandoned her injured husband, stole the spotlight from her sister just to make a name off of me at SummerSlam. You need to go look in the mirror, Brie, and know what you'll see? You'll see a selfish, conceited shell of a woman. Who's the piece of trash now, Brie? You say you're going to embarrass me at SummerSlam? Well, guess what? I'm embarrassed standing here right now. I'm embarrassed just to be in the same ring as you. And at SummerSlam, I'm going to put an end to your pathetic attempt to make history. At SummerSlam, I am going to tear your heart out.
I will stop that there for a moment. Snow White versus the Evil Queen? What?
Something like that. I mean, good Lord.
When she said to tear the heart out, that's what I thought. Anyway.
Steph is the most fantastic heel I think that company has had in a long time. And she's... One thing I love about her character is she is nothing short of completely vicious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is going to get way worse before it gets better.
Yeah. So... I liked Hunter sucking up to Steph at the very beginning of that. Calling her an icon. That was fantastic. It's good stuff there. the icon Seth McMahon coming out of retirement. Fantastic.
Awesome stuff.
But Steph wasn't done. She slapped Nikki. Hunter pushes table, backing Brie into the corner. So Brie is stuck in a chair, back in the corner, can't help her sister because Hunter's blocking. So what does Stephanie McMahon do? She pedigrees Nikki Bella in the center of the ring as her sister watched. That was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
But she was not done, because Brie slapped Hunter, and while Hunter can't get physical, so who gets physical? Stephanie. She rams Brie Bella's head into the table, hooks her up, and drops her in the middle of the ring with a pedigree. And the authority, Stephanie and Hunter, stand tall in the middle of the ring as Monday Night Raw closed. Well done.
This was just absolutely great.
They're building this matchup very, very strong.
Yeah, this is going to be good. Because as we know, Steph is not afraid to get physical.
No, she's
Free
not.
Is not afraid to get physical.
No.
And the wild card in this match is Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they're going to have Nikki stay on Brie's side or whether they're going to have her turn.
Yeah.
And feud with Brie.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to mention. I like how Brie brought up the past. The Rhodes. Big Show. And the list goes down from there. I like how they tie that in.
Mm-hmm. How she started listing off everybody that they have screwed with over the last, what, year? 2 years?
Year to 2 years? Last year and a half that Seth screwed with, yeah. Good stuff. And please don't chant CM Punk. It was pointless, people. Thank you.
Actually, I thought it was really kind of apropos. It's like, if you're going to chant CM Punk, like, they're not going to mention him on TV, but that was, like, the perfect time to have a CM Punk chant.
I'm just over it.
Like, that was the one time that I was like, okay, that's when you use that chant, y'all. That's when you do it.
I guess. I'm just over the Punk chant. They closed out 2 weeks in a row with the women, and this is what happens when John Cena's not there.
Needed more Bray Wyatt.
Needed more Bray.
A lot more Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, well, you got what you got at that point. So, good Raw. Things happened on this week's edition of Raw.
They did. They're doing a nice push for SummerSlam. I'm really looking forward to seeing the go-home next week and see how they do it.
And again, you can get the WWE SummerSlam on the WWE Network for only
$9.99.
But for free, you can listen to The Rack this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. I don't know what we're going to be talking about yet, but I'm sure it will have something to do with tonight's Raw. We're going to have news, hopefully not as much as we did last week. Notes, discussions, question of the night, all that fun stuff. The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
What I do know, we'll probably be talking about WWE 2K15.
I'm okay with this.
Yes. Because they're announcing things every single day, it seems like now, so we're going to be in for a lot coming up. Anyway, that's The Rack. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check out Seeger Butts and Bandanas, a.k.a. CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR, and Facebook.com/Seeger Butts and Bandanas. It's weird, it's wacky, it's unusual. Blame Rob's all around for everybody. Oh, God. And he's already off to us. He already has one this week. Just doesn't quit. Damn it, Rob.
Dude, take a vacation.
Here's the thing. He was on vacation. And he...
Take another one and don't kill anybody.
Exactly. Sunday is WTR. Sunday night with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega. They'll cover the week in pro wrestling. And the all-time greatest wrestling finishers. The conversation begins this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow that show on Twitter at WTRSundayNight at facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. As always, we'll be back right after Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Once Raw ends, we will be live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends. Come and join the party. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out WTRProductions.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you want to view my artwork, if you like it, if you've never seen it, go to behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. It is available there for your viewing pleasure.
Again, listen direct Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks to PWMania.com and YouTube.com/MBG1211 for Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, available every Wednesday and Friday afternoon. For Lindsay Ward, I am Sir Rock, and we'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show next Monday night along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, only on WildTalkRadio.com.